शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग, डायमंड मॉर्निंग टू द स्पार्कलिंग डायमंड, स्पार्कलिंग डायमंड। कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज डायमंड एज। बाबा इज एक्चुअली मेकिंग अस रियल डायमंड, फ्लॉलेस डायमंड। In the song, beautiful expression of how fortunate we are. Do we realize how fortunate, how much do we sing the praise of our fortune? God Himself comes to create our fortune, make us like Himself. In which aspect, in which sense? Incorporeal, these souls are also incorporeal. He is bodiless. In reality, we, the souls, are also bodiless. He is making us like Himself. In which aspect? We have to check this. How much I have become, I am becoming, I have achieved that goal. And we sing praise of Baba. We say Baba is knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, merciful, blissful, in every aspect of full. And yesterday He defined what is the meaning of being full. What is the sign of being full? In contrast of empty and full, Baba gave example. If a vessel is not full, it inside whatever object is there, it's not stable, it is hull-shell, fluctuating. So, when fullness is there, stability, in India, people used to go, because water in villages are not available, they bring from a distance, from a well, and they will put the pitcher which will they fill the water from the well. When they are bringing, if it was half, then it is actually, it looks like it is too full and overflowing. But when it is some less in it, it jumps out. It fluctuates. So this vessel of ours, intellect, in the soul, which is the container, which imbibes all these qualities. Am I becoming full? Or I am becoming full, but there's a leakage that I made myself full. I experienced it was so powerful. Yoga was very powerful. Murli was very powerful. atmosphere was very powerful. And by the time I went down, what happened? By the time I reach at home, I feel myself empty. Or maybe it is not that kind of fullness in it. So Baba says, then you fluctuate in your life because it's constant what you are receiving, not maintaining, there is no full attention. To maintain this atmosphere, who created that atmosphere? It is you were also sitting in meditation. Others were also sitting in meditation. So same thought of positive energy, of love for Baba, or communication with Baba, or hearing Baba's murlis, focus on Baba's knowledge. Our thoughts are naturally in the same direction. And we are receiving not only just the power from our own selves, but we are receiving what it is. Everyone is radiating. And this is why Baba says, pay attention. When you are sitting in meditation, your thoughts are not wandering here and there. So you become like a businessman mentality. What it is, what Baba said that day, that a businessman is very careful that his whatever business he's doing, is it bringing benefit, how much benefit it is being there. Income is there, and attention that there is no loss. In the same way, you check that knowledge that Baba is giving, or yoga you are having, or virtues you inculcate. It has become your income. And the beauty of this income is, the more we invest, because it's wealth, knowledge is wealth, virtues are values. Valuable, our life becomes valuable. With the power of purity, it becomes divine. So, we need to check our values in this container by seeing which kind of thoughts are constantly passing through my mind, emerging, what feeling I have throughout the day. With our loss and income, it is not that it is registered that somebody else keeps. It's we ourselves are accountant to check our income or our loss. The weak thoughts we understand, negative thoughts we understand, but waste thoughts, which is Baba says, it's a your energy is also wasted. Some leakage is there. We are not able to check in this way. So what it is, intellect has to be very divine. Discrimination power. Feeling of the mind is peace, loveful, inner happiness is there. There are always good wishes for others. We need to check that is my mind on that level? Is it connected with Baba? Then automatically wherever it is connected, that kind of power would be coming. If my mind is connected and my thought intellect is actually still keeping the impression of others, what I took from them, and I'm again and again, that sorrow, pain, influence, sometimes we don't even realize that how in body consciousness, when I forget that who am I and what I am, this vessel, gradually, the qualities that I have, if I am not checking the quality of thought, my feeling will be accordingly, maybe I will become careless, and gradually, it is instead of becoming peaceful, using not peaceful thought, It is becoming less, less peace, lessness. Beauty of qualities is using more. And using is only when I'm conscious, soul consciousness. This is why Baba says, soul conscious, the soul has to use these all three powers, mind, intellect, and sanskaras, with the same intensity. But if my intellect does not have even realization, what is waste, what is best? Then Baba gives, in order to make us understand, yesterday also he gave the example. Just check, are you getting everything valuable? Are you able to really take it, what is real? And simple example he gave, that if somebody offers you on one hand a diamond and other hand at the same time, he is giving you a lump of mud, a ball of mud, what will you prefer? What would you select? And when we look at even just this example, it is not the mud dust from the street. It is the dust from here itself. When my attention, of course for body, attention will remain. But consciousness, my feeling, my attraction, my temptation, influence is of my own body on me, or body consciousness of others, what I am actually playing with mud. So it means I have not that real understanding or realization that on one side I am becoming a mature, all virtuous, on other side I am playing with clay. Because in childhood, in school always, they make us play with clay. And so we begin to play with the clay, the body which is shaped with mud. And it means that old real reality, discrimination of intellect, yoga of the intellect, is not clear what I am choosing. We say, but I did not choose it. It came automatically. Why it came? Internally I am knowledge I have, but I am not careful, I am not checking it. And it is possible only to make my intellect divine, clean, clear, far-sighted, knower of the three aspects of time. So I become detached observer of my own. When we are very clever in observing others, and we don't realize that I am absorbing more weaknesses of others, or I am observing what? I am influenced by weakness, virtues, but then I am becoming attached with the person rather than the qualities I have. In both ways it is waste. If I am influenced with specialities, it is good to pick up specialities because that is what we are learning. But when instead of making speciality my own, I begin to feel the person is my own. Person and personality, two things are alike, separate. When I am impressed by this puppet of clay, it grips me, it makes me dirty, it makes me muddy. And when I feel the quality in the same person, I become a holy swan. Otherwise, I am making my intellect also dirty. So I have not realized throughout my life that how I have learned only to see the body. And of course, I am very sensible. I always appreciate the qualities of the other person. But I have not realized that though I am seeing the qualities, I did not make the quality my own. I made the quality person my own. And then forgot that these qualities are given by whom? I am also, when I say the person will be mine, it means qualities are mine. But I don't realize that their weakness are also then mine. Their vices are also mine. Because that person has both things. Gradually the same quality where I am impressed, we are attached, then later on we realize and we begin to fight. For example, qualities. This is what happens in family life. We are attracted with each other. And as soon as few days after marriage or few months or few years, what happens? What happened in that? This possessiveness, person's personality was at that time attraction of some qualities. But because it is filled with body consciousness, then it begins, the result is either it is anger, possessiveness, fear of losing that, in many different ways. These weaknesses are also coming in us. And as a detached observer, dealing with people, of course, recognizing what my own speciality is and what is this person's speciality, then begin to live in the same family. But Baba gives the example of lotus life. A lotus flower lives in the body, in this. This is also a lake. A lot of mud in it. A lot of water, 80% water, blood. And in this I am living, in this house. In this my household, all the time I have been living, but I myself was also influenced by mud. I am beautiful, I am young, I am old. I begin to use my qualities as not with quality in soul consciousness. In ignorance, our qualities are not qualities. They do not bring eventually happiness because it's filled with egocentric way, competition and comparison. So have to be now, subtle eyes need to be opened. Pick up the qualities, but look at the soul, where this quality is coming from. I am not a beggar that I become dependent or tied with that quality, with the person. Baba says, just check where this source, where is the source of these qualities. Baba is the source. He has given to him. You go to him. Then you will live together. What brings the power of purity while living in the family? It is because we realize I am child of the Supreme Being. This one is also child of the Supreme Being. Our parents are in between. We are children of the same parents. Our attitude, vision, internal relationship changes. We are brothers and sisters. We are brothers. Understanding that purity is a quality of that person. Purity is quality is mine, myself. We are supporting the quality to each other. But when body consciousness is near, we are disturbing and fighting. That quality is not quality anymore. Conflict takes place. So realization of soul consciousness means I begin to understand more and more the importance of the source and not being dependent or influenced or tied myself with the person, but appreciate these qualities. The difference is, intellect is totally different in seeing it. And so, Raksha Bandhan is now everywhere is being celebrated, and we are also going to celebrate for 1 week. So preparation is needed, that I don't have any kind of mud still remaining in me, and waste thoughts is rubbish. I finish this one, because any of the vices entered me are still there. A waste is collected with it. Because seed is waste and worry, result will be, fruit will be waste and worry. Yesterday Baba gave a beautiful example that when body consciousness is there, even my qualities in ignorance, when knowledge is not there, it becomes filled with some kind of demand, desire, expectations. The quality do not bring happiness or success in life. Why? Because in body consciousness, always there is desire, personal motive, selfish motive. And this selflessness means soul consciousness. Selflessness means benevolence. Personal motive is not there. But as soon as anything selfish motive comes in, then that desire is not fulfilled. What I want, that is not there. Result would be anger. So this desire became disease in form of anger. Or the desire of my own comparison to other person is being respected so much. They are doing the same service. I am also doing the same service. But I am not giving that respect. So this desire of I should be also receiving this creates jealousy, creates hatred for other person. So because the seed is weakness with the quality in body consciousness, a result is weakness. Other day Baba spoke about it, that if you are earning money with worry, with fear, even you get this physical world in the gross thing, result would be, even if you get that money, there will be always fear, is always worry will be filled in it, because seed is like that. And now if seed is soul consciousness, qualities will be expressed. It will be benevolent. You don't get tied with them. They do not get dependent or a bondage with them. We do not create a new bondage after becoming soul conscious. And it is always connected. One weakness is connected with weakness, will pull weakness more, and virtue will connect it with virtue. If desire is there, it will create jealousy, competition, reaction, defamation, making them a kind of feeling, enmity will come. You will try to cause always harm, not realizing I am causing harm to myself. Intellect gets blocked. So one weakness brings many weakness. And at the same time, one quality will bring other qualities automatically. As Baba said, selflessness, faith in self, nishchay, faith in Baba, automatically brings victory. Faithful intellect, faithful in two aspects, faith in Baba, faith in myself, and being faithful means I am loyal, I am trusty. There's no ego of this, but intoxication is there. I am proud of what God is making me, but not egocentric. When with this faith, I am always benevolent. Victory is there, benevolence is there, there is always victory, because Shiv Baba's qualities are filled in it. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Then my everything in it is filled with truth of the soul, and truth is purity, and falsehood is impurity, waste is impurity. And purity means always clean, clear, powerful. Actions are also automatically fruitful. And eventually people are recognizing benevolence means connected with Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is selfless, benevolent, never gets angry, never loses patience, never loses hope. No matter how many weaknesses we are, what he focuses first on qualities, but he is not impressed by us. And he is not attached to us either, but he is full of love. To become like the Father means to have these qualities of Baba. And then when many qualities of Baba are filled, I am automatically serviceable child of Baba, loved by Baba. I am getting income, and my qualities, like a diamond facet of diamond, begin to shine. This is what it is. It was interesting to hear the news that the moon, third, three, reached at the planet, at, on the moon, what is there, vehicles, reached yesterday, day before yesterday, landed on the moon. Yeah. Then Prime Minister of India named it, you know what? Shiv Shakti Point. Shiv Shakti Point. It will be called known as Shiv Shakti Point. And when he was giving this speech, somebody sent me this video. He says, now this, our rocket, it is called, is reached on that planet, landed on that planet, and that moon, it will be called, and for a few seconds, he stopped. It will be called second time, he said. And I say, what is Baba going to touch him? It was exactly in silence he was there. And then he said, it would be named, known Shiv Shakti Point. That where is this instrument is landed. And what it means? Shiva means the benevolent being, the benevolence, which is for the whole kind, humankind, and eventually it will work this in this way. We continue to do. Who is touching them? So now, Shiv Baba will be, for many people's mind will be directly or indirectly Shiv Baba. Yoga became instrument that people became interested to have you meditation. In the name of meditation, yoga, they come to learn Raj Yoga. In the name of being vegan, they are becoming vegetarian. They are becoming non-violent. But God's approach is in a very unite way, or drama's approach is very unite way. So faith in time, faith in victory, faith in self, where there is faith, and I am faithful. Mis qualities are there. I don't become possessive, forceful, or egocentric. Then I'm loyal. These qualities will be accepted by others, and I would not be present in them, with them. Because when other one, I allow, and I'm very happy, oh, they are appreciating so much. They love me. Really, really they love you, or they put you in prison. Then demand, or jealousy. How in a very subtle way these vices creep in, then I have to check my sanskaras. Am I ever free as God is ever free? To become like Him, benevolent, full knowledge, full peaceful, loveful, powerful, blissful, but totally free. It means no sorrow, no bondage. No bondage, no sorrow. Benevolent, but blessings. And this is why faith in self, full faith, makes us knowledge. Knowledgeful makes us peaceful, loveful, powerful, blissful. To know, this is what we are developing, to know what is the meaning of every quality. What is the meaning of soul consciousness? What is the meaning of divine intellect and faithful intellect? What is the meaning of elevated sanskaras, elevated actions? Om Shanti. Today is bank holiday, right? So in our bank, a lot of treasure Baba fills. Every day, he gives us a check. Okay, put it in here. Check that it is not mixed anything else in it. False note is not going in it. False money is not going in it. Then you are full. Otherwise, it is defected. Om Shanti.